Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. In the history of the world, no event has had a greater impact on humanity than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our Lord was born of a virgin, reared in the tiny village of Nazareth, performed miracles, taught His disciples and the multitudes many great lessons, suffered for His total commitment to God Almighty, and then died the death of a common criminal. The hopes and dreams of His devoted followers came to an abrupt end when He died on a Roman cross. Two men on the road to Emmaus expressed the concern of many when they said to the resurrected Jesus, whom they did not recognize, "But we hope that it had been He which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done." Luke 24:21. But their frustrated hopes came alive when Jesus said to the two men, "O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken! Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory?" Luke 24:25-26. From the time the crucified Savior was raised from the dead, His resurrection became one of the central themes of apostolic preaching. A careful reading of Acts of the Apostles will convince any honest person that the apostles and other first century Christians honestly believed and vigorously preached the risen Savior. Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost set the tone for all the preaching in the early church. "Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him," that is to David, "that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption." Acts 2:30-31. The resurrection also occupies a prominent place in the New Testament epistles, as you know if you have read them carefully. In view of these undisputed facts about Christ's resurrection, why would Paul express a strong desire to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death? Philippians 3:10. As an apostle and as a devout Christian, did not Paul already know the facts about Christ, about His resurrection, and about His sufferings? We need to remember that the word "know" in the Greek New Testament means more than acquiring certain facts. The word means to experience, to recognize, to understand completely. Paul was speaking of a strong desire to grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wanted to grow to maturity in Christ. Hebrews 6:1. There is a similarity of our growth to maturity in Christ and the growth we experience in a marriage relationship. When we are first married, we are supposedly deeply in love and adore the person to whom we are married. But as time passes and we come to know that person better, our love matures and we understand about love what we could not possibly have known as newly married people. That is the reason we must devote many hours and much prayer to building a strong, stable, and lasting relationship in marriage. When we became babes in Christ, we did not know much about what being a Christian meant. Oh, we may have known many facts about the gospel, but we had not walked with our Lord through trials, temptations, and heartaches. As we have continued to trust Him, to understand what He has done for us and what He continues to do, then we know Him better and trust Him more. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.